For 20 years, Judith Yaffe worked for the Central Intelligence Agency in the Office of Near Eastern and South Asian Analysis. She now serves as a senior research professor at the National Defense University. She's a specialist on Iraq and the Gulf region, and she joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for inviting me.
Do you see this vote in Iraq today a big moment for U.S. policy there?
Actually, I don't. I think it will be portrayed here, of course, as a big victory. And I don't mean to undercut the Iraqis. I think what they've done is a tremendous thing. But it's not a vote on whether the U.S. should stay or go. I think all Iraqis agree that we have to leave at some point. But for them, I think they will see it as the first big step on their way. It's a process. So in effect, what we're looking at is a work in progress, very much so. So any attempt to really portray this as the huge, huge turn, while dramatic for publicity terms, in reality, it's just the first step.
And what needs to happen then for this work in progress for the United States? What needs to happen next?
For the United States, the United States is going to hold its breath and wait, because whatever government is elected, and I will bet that it doesn't look too dissimilar to what is there now, they're going to have to deal with a couple of issues. And one that I listened to Romney, and his comments were extremely good, but I think that the new government is going to have to deal with the issue of its relationship with the United States. American government likes to have what's called a status of forces, a SOFA agreement, to give guarantees to protect the presence of the American military. Any Iraqi government that does that, no matter how much they may be enamored of us, will have difficulty signing anything like that. Will they ask us to leave? At some point they will, but terms, conditions, when, those things need to be examined. And what was interesting to me in the last days leading up to the election was the fact that most of the prominent Iraqi political leaders in the center and south said that they were not looking to set a timetable. They didn't make any of this a condition, specific in terms of what they would do right after the election.
The U.S. wants to shift more and more responsibility for protecting the people against insurgent forces to forces that are in Iraq. So training is going to be the key to that. What's your assessment of the effort so far?
Slow, unsteady. We've done a lot of things to hamper them rather than help them. I think one of the things that has not come out too well is the fact that in looking at why Iraqis who were in the military and security ran in some of the cities and some of the areas rather than fight, we have not equipped them well. That many of the Iraqi police and security units found themselves outgunned, by the insurgents who had much better, much more effective weapons and protection. That needs to come out, where we need to do more to actually help to arm, to allow them to defend themselves, and more training. Training is always important, but the other question is, where do you do the training? Many outside countries that say they want to help in this are not willing to go into Iraq to do the training. And I think that they need to reconsider that.
And very briefly, do you foresee an adjustment in U.S. policy in the region as the democratic process continues in Iraq?
No, I don't. I think that what you see and the pace you see is probably what is going to continue. You move too fast and it'll frighten the neighbors. If they move too slowly, their own internal populations are going to be worried. I think that at least what I hear from our government is pretty much a stay the course.
Procedure. Judith Yaffe is a senior research professor at the National Defense University. Thanks for your time.
You're very welcome.
The voting is over in Iraq's elections today. There are reports of high turnout in the Kurdish north and the Shiite Muslim south of Iraq. But as predicted, the turnout was significantly lower in the Sunni Muslim areas. Iraq's interim prime minister, Iyad Alawi, called the elections a historic moment for his country, but the voting was marred by several suicide bomber attacks on polling stations, especially in Baghdad. More than 30 people were killed and dozens wounded.